Hi, this is Sam, and welcome to Inglogic. In today's pronunciation video, we're going to keep talking about the never-ending battle between British and American. Today, we're only going to focus on pronunciation. Here, I have a whole video on which accent I think is easier to learn and why, and how both accents are perceived, just in case you want to have a look. And it's very important not to forget that just like British English comes in all sorts of accents and variations, on which you have a whole playlist over here. So does American. So the elements that we're going to cover today don't apply to all of these accents, as we're going to compare standard British English and standard American, more commonly known as general American. We'll start from the most common and popular differences, and then we'll dive deeper into some more tricky ones. On a completely different note before we start, on Thursday I launched my new YouTube channel, which has nothing to do with English or languages. It's an ASMR channel where I'll mainly be doing soft-spoken ASMR, at least to start with, because it's a new adventure and I still need to learn the ropes and find my feet. So if soft-spoken ASMR is something that you're interested in, it would be amazing if you could subscribe to my channel down below and start watching my new videos. The most noticeable and obvious difference is that standard American is rhotic, meaning that it pronounces the sound R every time the letter R appears. Standard British, however, is non-rhotic, meaning that we pronounce R when the letter R appears before a pronounced vowel sound. Parent. Not at the end of a word. Actor. Not before a silent vowel at the end of a word. Care. Not before a consonant. Word. We use it as a linking sound between a word that ends on a silent R on its own as a standalone word and another one that starts with a vowel. We say father, there is a silent R there, but when we connect it to is, we say my father is sleeping, my father is sleeping. If you're interested in finding out more about the intrusive R, which is only typical to British English, for example, we would say the sofa is blue, with an extra R between sofa and is. You have a whole video on intrusive sounds over here. When I was still trying to be an actor, I learned a general American accent, which was a bizarrely incredible experience, I have to say. And after taking some classes, I spoke general American in my everyday life 24/7 for a good month and a half, which again was an eye-opening experience. And I have one big hangover from that time, from that exercise, which is the sound ah. In British English, it's fairly open and bright. Ah, ah, ah. In American, it's more something like ah, ah, ah. It's lazier. And I have to say that ever since I learned American, it's very hard for me to shake this sound even in British English. So I often catch myself pronouncing it in a more American way. Now we're going to go from British to American. Before we do that, although I did learn an American accent a few years ago, I am not an American accent coach or expert, so the reproduction of my American sounds may not be 100% accurate. This is just to give you a general idea. So now, going from British to American, we have cup, cup, run, run, one, one, under, under. Next up is the letter T and the sound T. Here you have a whole video on all the different possibilities to pronounce this letter and sound in British English. But just as a general idea, we have the strong and full T sound when T is between vowels. Better, ability. In consonant clusters such as str, street, tr, atrophy, and st, step, and at the end of a word, fact, felt. We pronounce it as a glottal stop when T appears before a word that starts with a consonant. We don't say that girl, we say that girl. We don't say put forward, we say put forward. And the same happens inside the same word when T appears before a consonant that is not part of a consonant cluster that we mentioned earlier. We don't say atmosphere, we say atmosphere. In American, you have a full T when T appears at the beginning of a word. Tone, tan. When it's before a stressed vowel, Italian, attach, return, atone. In the consonant clusters from before, str, st, and tr. And in final position, when it's part of these consonant clusters, felt, kept, fast, fact. We pronounce it as the when T appears between vowels and the second one is unstressed. We say better, ability, Italy, and also between words when the same case appears. What is, about it. The next option is something I'd never really thought about before doing some research for this video, because I realized that I used to do it quite naturally without knowing that I was. Obviously, we are constantly exposed to American, even here in England, so some of its sounds come fairly naturally to us. This option is a stop T sound, meaning that when you produce a normal T sound, you bring your tongue against your alveolar ridge and then you release it. The stop T is created when you just bring your tongue to your alveolar ridge, but then you do not release it. It's like, so your tongue is pushing, but no sound is coming out. This stop T sound appears at the end of words. Wait, bar, sit. Inside the same word, apartment, outside. And there's a consonant cluster, which is an exception to the rule that we talked about earlier. We don't pronounce a full T, but just a stop T, when we have NT at the end of a word. Commitment, student. From what I can gather, they use the stop T when we would use a glottal stop between words. That girl. And specifically, when a word ends on an unstressed T-O-N, T-A-I-N, or T-E-N, they specifically pronounce it with the stop T and then a N sound after it. So they say certain, written, button. Nowadays, it's extremely common to say D in British English as well, but technically it's considered informal. Everyone basically says better. I'm one of the very few people that still say better. You have a whole video on the difference between the clear and dark L over here, so we won't go into the technical details of them, but in British English we have a difference between these two. The clear L, pronounced as l, 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 appears when the letter L is before a vowel. Luck, lullaby, really. The dark L, which is created by basically curling the tip of your tongue against the alveolar ridge or slightly further up, l, 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 appears when the letter L is before a consonant. Milk, silk, melt, bolt. And at the end of a word, all, animal, tell. Now, if you watch American English videos, they tell you that even American has this difference. But for us as British speakers, technically the difference doesn't really exist. We can't think of a difference there because to us, compared to how we pronounce the clear and dark L, American only uses the dark L all the time. And the best example of this is the word really. If you say really with a clear L, it's very typically British. But if you want to go American, you simply go really, really, really with the dark L before the E sound. Really, lullaby, luck, melt, silk, milk. In the description, I will link a whole video on the O sound. But the difference between British and American is that in British, we use a schwa and a o. O, 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 o. In American, however, they say o, 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 o. So from British to American, we have cope, cope, no, no, oval, oval. But when we have the combination O plus a dark L, L, even in British, we go American, because otherwise this combination would be extremely demanding on our mouth to produce. It's extremely posh and almost non-existent to say sold. We say sold, bold, mold, pole. You will find one more link in the description for a video on this sound. And this is my take on how to pronounce the A, both in British and in American. In British, we think of the A, A, A from bud, and we quack it in the nose. Bad, bad, bad. In American, they think of the E, E, E from bed, and they quack it in the nose. Bad, bad, bad. From British to American, we have actor, actor. Have, have. Gather, gather. Sad, sad. A fun fact about this sound is that when you produce it in American, it's extremely common for people who are not native speakers of American to over-exaggerate it. So it's very easy to make it very big and bright and quacky like a air. Now, in some accents of American, that does happen, but it doesn't in standard general American, where it's a little bit more contained and controlled. And I have to say that when I speak American for the first time after a long time, this is the one sound that I need to be very careful about, because I am naturally tempted to make it extremely big, because that makes me feel American. And even in this video, since I haven't spoken American for years, I can feel and see that my A in American is a little bit brighter and quackier than it could be in normal standard American. So this is still a general idea of how to produce it, but then with a little bit of practice, it will all fall into place and become more natural and more standard. Whilst in British, bud and bad are fairly similar and easy to mix up, the same happens with bed and bed in American. We won't dwell on this next sound for too long, otherwise this will turn into an American accent lesson. But in English, we have a short O sound in not, boss, frog, lock, and a long O sound in talk, bought, thought. American has two sounds as well, and I'm going to show them using the symbols that are most frequently used in American accent videos. They have a very open ah, nap, stop, hat, and a long ah, talk, song, long, walk. Now, I have not been able to find a pattern as to when you use one instead of the other. I've always thought that every time we have a in British, you have a in American, but as you can see, that is not the case. So if there is a pattern, which I'm not saying that there isn't, I just don't know it. So I'm sure you can find better videos that can explain that to you. Apparently, there is one rule that seems plausible. So if you have a short a sound before a G, you don't say R, but you use the longer R, like in dog. You don't say dag, dog, dag, dog, dog. And that does make sense, but I don't know if that is typical standard American. The problem is that there are so many variations of these two sounds that I don't really know which ones are typical general American and which ones aren't. And in a lot of American accents, actually, this difference doesn't exist. And people use the long R sound all the time. So they don't say not, they say not. And I have to be completely honest, I do not remember for the life of me which option and version I used to use when I spoke American myself. I think I went more for the one sound, the R, so I never really said not, I said not. But again, take this with a pinch of salt because I do not remember. But even American keeps the long British or when it's followed by a R sound and potentially a consonant sound. So we have floor, more, torn. It's now time to look at trickier sounds, and this one is one that a lot of people fall down on. When I was still an actor, I was obviously surrounded by other actors that were learning American too. And because this sound is not really talked about or thought of as a big difference between the two accents, this is one of the sounds that I could use to tell if an actor was just faking being American or not. And it's the combination er, 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 er. In British, we keep a normal open e from bed. In American, however, this e sound goes down and becomes longer. From British to American, we have America, America, very, very, terrible, terrible. The same happens here. In British, we pronounce the diphthong air as a long air, air. And in American, the sound goes down again. From British to American, we have air, ear, fair, fear, there, there, where, where, parent, parent. However, a lot of actors that try to speak American forget about this and say where they just add an extra r because American is rhotic. But in standard American, you have to go down. You don't say there, where, you say there, where. Whilst in British, in the combination a, r, the sound a is pronounced still as a quacky a from bad. In American, this a sound goes down again. From British to American, we have carry, carry, character, character, meaning that in standard American, character, theory, and America have the same sound, whereas in British, they have three different ones. As far as I can tell, American does not have the a-r combination, and they say er instead. From British to American, we have curry, curry, worry, worry. The long oo sound is just that in British, a long oo. In American, it's almost a double sound, sort of like oo, oo, oo. We have do, 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 do. And that's it for today. All of these are obviously the most salient and noticeable sounds, but there are obviously other little differences between British and American. If you like this video, please don't forget to give it a thumbs up and to subscribe to my channel down below. Do let me know in the comments if you have any questions, any other observations based on what I've said, or about other sounds that you know are slightly different. In the meantime, I will see you next Tuesday with another explanation video.